In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah gives us two seemingly similar prohibitions, loisikon and loisiter. Loisikon means we may not take revenge. For example, you ask your neighbor, can you lend me your mixer? And she says, absolutely not. The next day, she knocks on your door. Can I borrow your crock pot? And you say, I'm not going to lend you my crock pot, just like you didn't lend me your mixer yesterday. That is loisikon. Loisiter means bearing a grudge. Reuven asks Shimon, can I borrow your shovel? And Shimon says, no. The next day, Shimon asks Reuven, please lend me your drill. And Reuven says, I'm not like you. I will loan you my drill, even though you didn't loan me your shovel yesterday. That is loisiter. So you might ask, what is wrong with taking revenge against someone who wronged you? Don't they deserve retribution for their actions? Why do I have to go above and beyond and be extra nice when they were so rude to me? So there's a fascinating idea presented by the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, these two mitzvahs teach us a deep fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Everything that occurs in our lives is a result of divine providence, because Hashem decreed that it should happen in that precise manner. Hashem did not merely create a world and then put it on cruise control. He continuously oversees the world and directs events in real time. Nothing unfolds without His awareness and intervention. There's no such thing as coincidence. So if a person causes us pain, it happens for a reason. It's because we were destined to receive this pain. If this person had not harmed us, the harm would have originated from another source. When someone hits you with a stick, you're not upset with the stick. We must view this person that wronged us as the stick. The originator of the pain was decreed from above. And that is why the Torah gave us the commandments of loisikon veloisiter, not to take revenge and not to bear a grudge. Because there's no sense in resenting or harboring hostility towards a person that wronged us. Because that happened only because Hashem willed it to happen. Of course, every person has free will. And the person who wronged us will have to bear responsibility for their actions. But we have to remember that the incident could not have happened to us if Hashem had not determined that it should happen to us. Nothing is random. Everything is determined from above. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. Rav Mordechai Pragamansky was a great Gaon and Tzaddik. He passed away in 1950. When he was younger, before the war, he was traveling by train back to Telz, that's where he lived, and it was Erev Shabbos. He was learning with a chavrusa on the train, and they were so deeply engrossed in their learning that they missed their stop. As soon as they realized, they got off at the next station. They tried to catch a train back, but there were no more trains, and Shabbos was quickly approaching. And they understood that they would have to spend Shabbos in this unfamiliar and remote village. Rav Mordechai's chavrusa began to panic. What are we going to do? Where will we be for Shabbos? Are there even any Jews over here? But Rav Mordechai remained calm, and he told them, "A yid blonjet nisht. A Jew is never lost. If Hashem brought us here, it's for a reason. This is not random." As they walked out of the train station, they saw a yid standing there, and he was waving frantically to them. And this yid rushed over to them, and he asked them, "Is either of you by any chance a moil?" Rav Mordechai replied to him, "Actually, I am a moil." And the man was stunned. He tells them, "I had a baby boy a week ago, and today is the day of his bris. And there's no moil in this town. We barely even have minyan. Still, I went ahead and I prepared a festive meal. And I got my home ready for a bris. And I davened to Hashem that somehow He should send me a moil. So I came to the train station on faith. And now I see that Hashem sent me not just a moil, but also a tzaddik." Rav Mordechai performed the bris. He and his chavrusa stayed for Shabbos. And their host treated them with great honor. And they celebrated a beautiful, meaningful Shabbos. And this is the message of the Sefer HaChinuch. Nothing that happens to us is random. If something occurs in our lives, or we suddenly find ourselves in an unexpected place or situation, it's because it was meant to be that way. We were supposed to be there. Everything is orchestrated from above with precise intention and purpose. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.